Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Would you like to explain what's going on right now?
Somebody, of which you may know, has caused the toilets to block in this building, like the whole building. I think there are four floors and the basement in Radio 1, and we're in the basement. And basically, the toilets have blocked, they've overflowed, everything that's in the toilets has gone everywhere, and it smells like a sewer. And it is disgusting.
It mings in here at the moment.
It is absolutely revolting.
Oh, it's worse out there in that corridor as well.
I have to hold my breath as I walk, because I walk between the live lights where my computer is into the studio, so I hold my breath when I go through the corridor.
And also, the amount of people, you know, like proper pop stars and Hollywood superstars that have to go into reception, it's even worse there. What are they going to think?
It's disgusting. Anyway, you know who did it, don't you?
Well, I've heard a rumour it was Joe Wiley, but...
Well, that's the problem started around 11 a.m, didn't they?
I don't want to point any fingers, but...
Certainly not. It's just,
No. That's what I'd heard. That's the big rumour going around the office at the moment.
So she went for a big dump and blocked the toilet?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Radio 1 podcast. Hey, guess what, Chopper? There's a new dating phenomenon in America that's going to be over here soon.
Okay.
Right, remember speed dating?
Yeah.
Ah, that's so old-fashioned now.
So old-fashioned.
So old-fashioned.
Passé.
Really passé. Meeting people in the supermarket. Oh, how
worked,
90s.
Worked for you.
What?
Worked for you.
Oh, would I get that girl's number?
You did.
Yeah.
How easy? There's so many. How easily you forget.
And then, do you remember ages ago we did another dating phenomenon, which took off for a while, dinner in the dark. It was in Bristol, and we sent Laura along, and you have to have dinner with loads of random strangers on a boat in the dark, because you can't see them. It's all about their personality.
Yeah. And we only had finger food, and all of the waiters had night vision goggles, so they could see you, but you couldn't see anything.
And you passed yourself off as the Yes Car credit girl.
Yes, I did.
Because they couldn't see you.
Do they turn the lights on at the end of the night?
I snuck out, fortunately.
She left before that.
What, on a boat?
Yeah. It was moored.
Oh, right. I was going to say. I didn't know it was moored. I was thinking...
The boat wasn't moving.
I just happened to have brought my wetsuit with me and snorkel.
Anyway, there's a new singles event, which is going to change the way we date, okay? It's been massive in New York City already, and it's called eye-gazing. It's the new thing in America. It's the new speed dating.
Eye-gazing?
Yeah.
Do you need a telescope?
No, you don't. Now, normally... On speed dating, for example, you're at tables and you've got a few minutes to speak to somebody and get to know them, and then you move along to the next person, don't you?
Yes.
Well, this is a whole new thing. Listen to this.
Singles are showing up at eye-gazing parties, like this one at the Temple Nightclub in San Francisco. Men line up on one side, women on the other, to gaze and to try to become pupils of each other's pupils in hopes of an unspoken love connection.
What?
Men line up on one side... Women line up on the other.
Two gays. No, not and two gays. They mean two gays, as in to look at.
Oh, right.
Not two gays, as well as... No. Listen again.
Singles are showing up at eye-gazing parties, like this one at the Temple Nightclub in San Francisco. Men line up on one side, women on the other, to gaze.
It's fun. I mean, there's some very attractive girls here, some very smart girls here.
And are you staring at their eyes the entire time?
Doing my best.
Yeah, so there's a man who's done it already. And he's just kind of staring them out. That's what you have to do. Stare each other out for about 3 or 4 minutes without talking.
And then what happens?
I don't really know what happens after that. But it looks great. There's a video which I've just been looking at, which is amazing.
Like all the guys tonight, he's had a chance to eyeball every girl in the room for 2 minutes. After some mingling...
Do you feel like you've made a connection?
I think with 2 or 3 of the girls here, yeah.
And just by looking at them?
Yeah.
Just by looking at them.
See, Chopper, I think that this is just for you, because there's certain girls you find quite attractive, but you wish that they wouldn't speak.
That's true.
So surely this is the ideal.
But they can't talk. You just look at them.
That's true, actually.
There's no talking involved.
So is there any communication at all?
No, nothing to do with personality.
Can you wink?
No, I don't think so. I've got the rules here, actually, for eye gazing.
Okay.
Men one side of the room, girls the other, two gaze. One, focus on one of their eyes... Not both. What?
Right.
Well, you have to, like, squint. How attractive.
Right.
Be sure to blink occasionally so you don't look like a psychopath or get your ass kicked. It's not sustained eye contact. It's too infrequent blinking that makes people feel uncomfortable. Blinking.
Too infrequent what?
Blinking.
Right.
Focus on maintaining eye contact is rule two, all the time. It's easy to do, it says. And three, practice with people bigger or more confident than yourself. If a passerby asks you what the hell you're staring at, just smile and respond, sorry about that. I thought you were an old friend of mine.
I don't think this is going to work.
Well, so you practice on people in the street staring?
Yeah, just really bog them out for a couple of minutes.
Aren't you going to really freak people out?
Yeah, you might get even arrested, I think. But it sounds great, and it's all the rage in New York City. And they started speed dating in New York, and now it became massive over here as well. So eye gazing is the new speed dating.
Thanks.
Singles are showing up at eye gazing parties, like this one at the Temple Nightclub in San Francisco. Men line up on one side, women on the other, to gaze.
Scott Mills. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Also, something else that grossed me out last night. Okay. Did anyone see EastEnders?
No.
What the hell's going on with that?
Why? What
anyone else get a little bit grossed out last night with Ian Beale acting all sexy? Had the
what?
Script? Yes. I think maybe the scriptwriters have been on the wine or something. If you didn't see it, there's a plot line at the moment where Ian is flirting with the new blonde lovely who is called Claire in the square.
So that girl used to be in Hollyoaks?
Yeah.
She's fit.
She is fit. But seriously, who wants to see that on a Monday night?
What did he...
I don't know who's writing his script at the moment, but they need to change that person right now. Listen to this.
The mind. That's what turns me on.
Does it?
It's obvious, really. Could have saved myself a lot of trouble. What did I know? I was a kid.
You're a big girl now.
In all the right places.
You're a big girl now.
In all the right places.
Okay, good. And here he is, with his wife Jane, doing some wine tasting.
Oh, let's try a red, shall we?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting some air across here, help it breathe in my mouth.
Well, don't, it's disgusting.
And you're supposed to spit.
Yeah, well, I like to swallow.
Okay, good. Also, they've nicked my wine sound effects.
They have, haven't they? Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Did exactly he have four bolts on his door as well when he tried to get in?
But here's the most gross bit, and scriptwriters, please take note for future episodes.
I've booked a table for two at the Chalice Hotel tomorrow night.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
I've got one of those as well.
Well, you're in luck, my darling. Ian's got a room too.
I reckon we could have written a better script than that.
I like hotels. They've got rooms. Whoa. And tea and coffee making facilities.
Sometimes they have a revolving door.
And a trouser press. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, God. Yeah, hi.
Hi. So.
It stinks in here.
What?
Oh, it stinks in here. Did it stink early when you were here?
Is it still smelly?
It's horrible.
No, well, I was just watching Deal or No Deal, and then I got a text from a couple of friends suggesting I might want to give you a call.
Right.
About the toilet situation.
What do you mean? What? In what
you
way?
You weren't by any chance blaming the blocking of the toilets on me, were you?
Why would we do that?
I don't know. Because obviously it's blatantly not true.
No, it's not true at all.
If we would, that'd be daft.
I mean, that was a rumour going round at one stage. I can't deny it. But
we put that to bed.
Who might have started that rumour?
Oh, I can't say on air, can I?
Well, you can. You
no, I can't.
You're normally saying things and kind of being horrible about people, so...
No, we didn't say... Did we say that it was definitely her?
What did you say exactly?
We said that there was a rumour going around earlier that it was you, but then we kind of quickly put it to... We kind of said that it wasn't, didn't we, Chappers?
Did you really? Might you have not really?
And Chappers said it started around the time that you were on air, about 11 a.m.
No, which that is true.
That is factual. I only deal in facts, Joe.
I think it was when Cascada came into the library. And that was what the big announcement was today that I was going to make about Cascada.
It was clearly not you.
Deal or No Deal is now reaching a climax and I have to go.
How rude. Okay, bye.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
It was definitely her.
Of course it was.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
podcast.
Lots of people saying we should send Laura out on the streets eye-gazing. That's not a bad idea, to be honest. So, yeah, we could do that. I think that's a great idea.
Or you.
Or maybe not me.
Yeah, you'd be good.
No, I wouldn't. So, why is it me now that has to do all these? It used to be Laura out on the streets all the time, and now it seems
so
to
we
be
get a male perspective, male perspective and a female perspective.
So you're staring at them, right? You're eye-gazing them for up to 2 or 3 minutes. When is the right time to, you know, lean in and have a little kiss?
Well, not in that 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
I don't think.
When is it? Because I've always thought this about, you know, generally the dating thing. Mm. When is it okay to kiss someone? When do you do that? Is there any kind of rule? Is it first 30 minutes of the date? Is it
not first 30
okay,
minutes.
Is it a first date? Is it the second date? Is it the third date? Kissing someone, I mean.
First.
What's wrong
so
with
it's
first?
Okay to kiss someone? I don't know, I'm just asking.
You're very innocent, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the first 2 minutes, Topper?
I think that's a bit... Shows
what kind
bit
of speed
keen.
Dating events have you been to?
Some very good ones.
You don't kiss people at speed dating.
She just said that if she hadn't got anything to say to them after about a minute of speed dating, she'd just kiss them.
Knock their face off.
For the next minute.
Shuts them up.
You can't do that. If you were eye-gazing or speed dating, you can't kiss people there. You don't know them. You've just literally met them in the last two minutes.
I don't
minutes.
Think it bothers
That
us.
Doesn't seem to matter, does it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I mean, what next? They've got my wine sound effects on EastEnders. Do you know what I mean? There won't be only a matter of time.
Well, let's try red, shall we?
I would imagine it'd be more that one, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting some air across here. I'll be breathing my mouth.
Well, don't, that's disgusting.
And you're supposed to spit.
Yeah, well, I like to swallow.
Okay, that's nice.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
Yeah, see, they'll all be on soon.
I think you've made that better.
Do you think?
I think you've improved the scene.
And then before long, they'll have this one as well. Where I'm opening the door, lighting a match, the zip will be on.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
It's a very secure hotel.
I'm just playing them now for EastEnders. They want to tape them off the radio and use them in a future episode.
Podcast.
Everyone's saying, what's with the rules, Mills? There must be some kind of rule where you know, I don't know.
I think you're being a bit too regimented, I agree. You don't need rules, you know, you just got to go with the flow.
Feel your way.
Yeah, feel your way through the first date.
Right, Josh off of Essex has been on. Now, he's been on 3 dates with a bloke. Not a kiss yet. See, that's too long, isn't it? 3 dates,
three
no
dates.
Kiss.
Yeah. Mm. That's my favourite text, actually.
Go
I
on.
Don't know if you go talk to this person. Is it that one? You go talk to that one?
No.
The one that just says it. Going for the first kiss after match of the day.
Oh, God.
Spawn, that's a good rule to follow. Go out, have a few drinks on your first date, go back, the two of you, watch match of the day, and then kiss afterwards.
Somebody else says that eye gazing sounds perfect for the one who doesn't speak.
Eh? Oh, you know what that deserves, don't you? Do the line again.
Eye gazing sounds perfect for the one who doesn't speak.
Thank you very much for that. I really hope that we're calling Bazza from the Isle of Wight now because he knows the rules. Something about stroking a girl's hair. Bazza?
Yeah?
Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, tell me the rules, please.
Well, basically, if you just stroke the girl's hair, have a little play with it, and then they like it, you can kiss them.
Right.
But if they push you off, just don't kiss them.
Excellent.
So they won't want you to kiss them.
So stroke the girl's hair, and if she doesn't stop you, she wants to be kissed. She doesn't like stroking the hair.
The best time to do that is in the car, because you're right next to them. Obviously, at dinner, you can't just lean over and grab their hair.
No, that would look stupid.
It would.
All right.
Right.
And this is, you've tried this many a time.
Hundreds.
Wow.
Millions.
Listen, thanks for telling me the rules, Bazza.
That's all right.
Appreciate it. All right, I will use it. Don't worry. Good knowledge, Bazza. So I'll just stroke the hair, see if they want to be kissed. So every day's a school day on this show. I love it.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, this is a bit weird. You know babies?
Yeah.
They cry all the time, don't they?
all the time.
And it's difficult to get them to stop.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, you don't know why they're crying and what you have to do to make them stop. You don't know...
They're very difficult to understand.
What they want, you know?
They can't tell you.
They can't tell you. It's really hard to know that. Right? Take note, if you're a parent, from these parents, who, I found this on YouTube, who play their baby a certain artist, and it stops crying every single time without fail. Now, you think, for a little baby, something like this might work.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your
sometimes
hands.
Sometimes
does. If you're happy and you know it, then you really ought to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Now, I want you to press play on that video I've got there on YouTube when I say, okay? And
yes, boss.
Listen, when I say, and see when the baby stops crying. Okay, go.
Okay.
It's Rick Astley.
You want to try pausing it?
So now they're pausing Rick Astley. And play.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's right. Astonishing on so many levels.
If you're a parent, get yourself a copy of Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, and just every time they cry, just play it, and they might stop like that one.
That's what you'd expect it to be the other way around.
You would, but it's not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello. Hello.
Who's that?
It's Liz.
Hi, Liz. What are you saying?
I'm saying that I had a boyfriend who used to like to sniff my hair.
Right.
But he used to sniff it really loudly to the point that it would, like, drown out the sound of the TV programme that I was trying to watch.
What, like...
Yeah, but I don't think he thought that I could actually notice he was doing it, and he said it smelt lovely.
Right, and what happened next?
Well, I found it really creepy, so I dumped him.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it really, really loud sniffing? Was it?
Yeah, I don't think he knew how loudly he was doing it.
Okay.
What does your hair smell of?
Well,
Summer Meadows,
clean,
of course.
Clean girl's hair, I think.
Yeah, maybe he was just a fan of your shampoo.
Yeah, I do that with Laura's fabric conditioner. You see.
Maybe, but yeah, he had to go. He wasn't really self-aware enough, I don't think.
Yeah. See, this is the kind of thing that I would say, don't I? Sometimes I go up to. I love your fabric conditioner, and that's why I don't have much luck with people. That's not a great line.
It's not a great opening line.
What is that fabric conditioner? Is that Lenore? That's Paula off of Rick. What?
Nothing.
I have mentioned that to a few people before. Paula in Richmond says, "Why don't you try the stroking the hair tip from earlier on your cleaner? Then you'll know whether she's really interested or not." Right. Okay. So,
have you tried the fabric conditioner line on your cleaner?
No.
Right.
Well, okay, right, so there she is, right, doing the ironing in my house. When I go up and just stroke her hair, do I? I'm going to get a slap.
Scott Mills. Don't do it while she's doing the ironing. You'll get an iron in your face.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Basically, when my girlfriend was pregnant, with me being a DJ, I used to play hard ass quite often. And when she was born, we used to play it, and she just used to fall asleep to it. She does the same to jungle and drum and bass as well.
Oh, well, so you now put your baby to sleep with drum and bass and hard house?
Sometimes.
Loving that, and it works?
Oh, yeah, like a charm.
Right, okay.
Actually, when my Ben was very small, and he had a night when he wouldn't go to sleep, so I had to put him in the baby chair in the lounge, and it was only watching 8 Mile that put him to sleep.
Hello? Ben! Is that Ben?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Hello, Ben. Where are you today?
I'm at home in Southampton.
Okay, how can I help?
My mum said that when I was a baby, if I was crying a lot, well, every time neighbours used to come on, either like in the middle of the day or afternoon, apparently I used to go to quiet straight away.
Wow.
And as soon as the theme tune finished, that was it, I'd off again.
Okay. Right, well, maybe you should cry a bit now, and then I'll see if a neighbour's theme tune will,
No, not a chance.
How's that making you feel?
Everybody needs good well, neck.
Shut up, you're supposed to be quiet.
Laughing, okay?
You're supposed to be quiet now. You can find the perfect plan. Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, shut up.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Do you find this quite comforting, Ben?
Very comforting.
Or more embarrassing.
Yeah, maybe a little embarrassing. Okay, I'll let you go then. I'll let you go.
Can I give a quick shout out?
What?
No, just give a good quick shout out.
Oh, no, he's supposed to be quiet during the neighbours thing. Be there for one another. Also, I'm trying to phone a lady who's,
aren't we all?
Whose baby is crying right now, and I've got this, right, which I could play. So, if like, answer the phone, please. I can't remember your name, but answer the phone, and we'll try it live on air in a minute and see if it works.
I'm trying to find a lady, I can't remember your name, but answer the phone.
Please, yeah, she knows who she is, because she said her baby is crying at the moment.
Okay.
And she wants to try, is it Hayley? Wants to try the Rick Astley test on it to see if it works.
Bring
it
on. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now, you know we found the fake Edith Bowman yesterday.
Yeah.
And we made some calls to other DJs.
Problem afternoon, I've still got a bit morning sickness just now.
Keep knocking out those tunes. I will indeed.
Now, we can add Liz off of Ipswich to the Soundalike School now, can't we? Because you lot thought she sounded quite a lot like Victoria Beckham.
I'm saying I had a boyfriend who used to like to sniff my hair.
Well, there was one where me and Davey turned up at a Versace party wearing matching Gucci leather jackets and trousers, and it was absolutely awful.
I'm saying I had a boyfriend who used to like to sniff my hair.
Right.
But he used to sniff it really loudly to the point that it would, like, drown out the sound of the TV programme that I was trying to watch.
I can't hear it now.
I think she, today's, the Victoria Beckham one's better than the Edith one.
Okay, we'll make some calls then, shall we? I'd love that. Right, Liz, if you're listening, let me know if you're up to making some calls as Victoria Beckham. We could have a lot of fun with that.
Scott Mills, Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Right, hello, Hayley.
Yeah?
You right?
Yeah, I can't hear you because he's... Well, he's stopped crying now, actually. Aww. Do you want me to pinch him?
No, I don't want you to pinch him.
All the other kids have been pinching him to make him cry.
Oh. So what's your little baby's name?
Forrest.
What's your baby's name? Oh.
Forrest,
okay.
Yeah.
No, don't pinch him, that's not Forrest. Good. I wouldn't recommend that. No. I was going to do the Rick Astley test on him, but he's been quiet now.
Yeah, he might start crying if you started playing it. Start him off again.
Well, maybe. Let's try that. Oh, just a cough.
I can't hear it. Oh, very glistening. What's that? Oh, what's that? Hello?
Crying or not crying?
No, he's stunned. But he was crying earlier when you played it on the radio earlier.
Oh.
He didn't like it at all. He just carried on crying.
Okay, let's turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off. You'll upset me if you carry on.
Oh, no. Oh, what? Bless. Well, I'm sorry I could have been... Oh, no.
Oh, no. Quick, play it again. You might stop him again.
I'm making it worse.
I don't think he likes it.
No, I better go.
All right, then.
Love ya.
Love ya.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.